But I will press the record button in the meantime. How are you doing, Christian?
Fine, very good.
Good.
I reached my daily goal.
Oh, nice. High five. Very good. Okay, so there's Raquel. Hi, Raquel.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Yep, very good. Very good. So, earlier we had on the previous call where Pascal was being coached. It was very interesting call on when your client is really in their state, and how do you get them out? How are you able to, if someone is doing their present state, how are you able to get them out of it, and what is necessary for that? And I thought that would be a good thing, Pascal, if you're okay with that, to
Absolutely.
continue the practice on that,
Yes.
so that we can get clarity on how Pascal is doing his present state. So, but before we start to do that, I'm curious, is there any questions, any case studies, or anything that you would like to discuss?
Yes, I have a question about the matrix and the way to use it with granted question. Is it useful to explore some matrix? I don't know the plural of matrix with a client when he does not use them specifically. I gave an example. So someone is talking about any problem, and is it useful to explore time or matrix or world, and how to do that?
Okay, so am I understanding you correctly that if someone doesn't specifically talk about time or world
Yes.
in terms of their matrix to still explore those questions? Well, I think, and that has to do, for me, that has to do with inferential listening. I wouldn't just ask about a specific matrix or ask a meta question about a specific matrix, is it, if it's not related. But if you get a, you know, it, if it can be inferred from what they're saying that there might be something in their self matrix or in the time matrix, then that's definitely a question that you can ask, and then it's just exploring, what do you believe about time, or what do you believe about yourself or your sense of identity in this situation? And that it can give you some valuable information. But asking, the thing is like what we want is we want to follow someone into their matrix. So by asking meta questions, you're already gonna fire off all one of these content matrices, and then you can just follow that. That would be
Okay.
my first suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, so if we don't have any other questions, I'll do like a little introduction of what the session was about this morning and what we discussed, and then I will let Pascal add a little bit to it. And then Christian and Raquel, both of you can do the coaching together, co-coaching, to identify the outcome that Pascal wants. So we'll just focus on the outcome, not necessarily on the coaching afterwards, but what is it specifically that Pascal needs to get out of a coaching session? And obviously I will help out with that as well. So a little bit about the background of this. Pascal this morning mentioned that he has a hard time choosing, or he has a hard time making decisions because he feels that his decisions take longer and he would like to make quicker decisions. Right now, when he thinks about certain topics that he can do, either training, modeling, or writing, he can do all of those things, but what is he going to focus on? When he's trying to make a decision, he feels angst about that. What happened during the coaching session is that Pascal was essentially in his problem state, and the coach was asking a lot of questions, but not getting Pascal to step outside of his matrix so that it can be explored. And that's where, if you then start asking questions and someone is so much into their matrix, then you're going to get solutions or answers that are from that perspective. And so at one point the coach made a confrontation. Are you aware that that every time I ask you a direct question, you come with different options, with new options, rather than answering the question? Which was a great way to, that's a great way to get someone to get out of their present state. But then you need to follow that up. You need to follow that up by a testing question. Is this what you mean with, are you doing your problem right now? Is this what we need to be talking about? So really grabbing hold of that. And then once you've made your client aware of it once, to continue to make your client aware of it and to say, what state are you in right now? Is this the present state that we're talking about? So the coach that was doing the coaching did not follow through on that. And so while the confrontation was a powerful one, it didn't pan out in the way that it could have. Same thing with if you start asking meta questions and your client doesn't answer it and goes off on a different path, are you able to continue to take the lead and say, okay, I asked you this meta question, this is the answer, what do you then believe about that? That puts you into a state of angst so that you start to get an idea of, okay, this is what's going on. Your client is getting an idea of how they're doing their problem, so that they can make an informed decision about what to work on in that session. And that's the whole point of what we want to get to. So that's what we're going to be doing, is helping Pascal find the outcome. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. And taking that down the funnel. And being aware of when is Pascal doing his problem and what are you going to do to help him get outside of that. So any questions about that?
I have just a question of a translation. Angst is a kind of fear.
No.
What is it in English?
Oh, angst. Yeah. Well, that's question to ask Pascal. It's a great clarity question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the word? Angst?
Angst.
Because for me it was a German word.
Oh yeah. We have that word in Dutch as well. Yeah. But I think it means something different. But we don't know what Pascal means with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably the same thing Woody Allen means but by as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Christian and Raquel, I'm going to let you just do a dance of co-coaching. And so I'll just let it go if I feel like, okay, this is a moment where something else would be really powerful, I'll jump in. So do you have any questions before you get started?
Just to be sure, we are looking for clarity on the outcome of the present state.
Not necessarily on the present state. We're looking for the outcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to set the timer for 25 minutes so that we'll go through this for 25 minutes. I would say, Raquel, do you want to take it away? And then Christian, just feel free to jump in anytime.
Can we do the opposite?
We can do that too.
I was really thinking ladies first. But well, I can begin.
Thank you, Christian.
So just Pascal, would you give us a little bit more information about the state you are in and what angst is for you?
Okay, the situation I'm in is thinking of writing, starting to write a sort of an essay between a memoir and an essay, and I have some other writing projects.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of the, and I like modeling, so I model things, I write, I teach, there's different aspects I do. And I'm trying, and I have many options about what to do among the things to do, and I was having trouble finding out, deciding which to choose and how to go about doing it. So the angst was just the thinking back and forth, the reactive mode where you think that this, think about that, and don't do much other than, play with models or play with this, but not pick up small projects to work on, but not the main thing. So it's the anxious about ignoring the main piece, the writing piece that I want to do, and doing other things, interesting things, but not really focusing and trying to having the thought about the major, the long-term project, which is writing, in my mind, and going back to it back and forth while doing other things, not abandoning it, but rethinking about it and over going through it. That is what I would describe as the angst, that continual thinking, going back and forth. So that was what I meant. And the issue is that as from this session to the last, I made a diagram of my, took two aspirins and made a diagram. One is that when I make decisions for long-term projects, I'd like to feel a little calmer and be able to commit to them. Once I do that, once I've committed, then I could think about ways of actually achieving it. And I'm having trouble committing to it.
Okay, so let me see if I understood well. So you have a clear picture of your long-term project, and you're coming back and forth to the, all the options. You have the three options you named, modeling, training, and the other.
I don't have a clear picture of the long-term project. I have a general idea about the long-term project. I like doing modeling, I like doing writing, and I like doing teaching. And I want to get a clearer picture, enough, and a commitment to do it.
So, but a clear picture in the long term, or
for the
when
long-term
you are
project.
Going? Okay.
A clearer picture of deciding is deciding on a long-term project.
Okay.
Just one, or maybe two. Okay. It's hard for me to choose. Or deciding about how to manage, if I choose more than one long-term project, how to manage them.
Okay, so the problem is about how to manage or how to make a decision.
The problem is making a decision on the projects first. You're right. The second is a management comes later, but maybe that's part of the decision. I'm thinking that if when you decide on something, you have some sort of idea how to manage them. So they're related. I think they're related.
They're relating. Is there one? You mentioned one coming after the other, managing after making the decision.
Let's say I made a decision on writing. I was writing an essay between a memoir and a sort of an essay, not a purely memoir. Mm-hmm. And then I think, okay, how am I going to get all my other activities in while I do that? And how will I put that? I'm thinking about it. This is my thinking. So how do I fit in the modeling pieces? How do I fit in the teaching pieces? And
just to be clear, what does making a decision mean for me, for you?
Making a decision means that I commit to doing a project. And
okay.
I commit to doing it, and once I've committed to doing it, I think about how to do it, and then I work toward completing it.
Okay. So as I understand, you make a decision, then you commit, then mm-hmm. you work on it. But it's not the situation you described after you made the decision of writing it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last sentence.
Well, you described decision writing. And then you explained that after that decision, you were still thinking of all the things to do.
I have settled on the idea of writing mm-hmm. this piece, this book.
Yes.
I also have other books in mind. I have settled on it, but I haven't firmly committed to do it. So I've said, yes, this is what I want to do. Now I want to place it in my life to do it. And so it's and then even the commitment to doing it, I'm still a little fuzzy on that. So it's like a fuzzy commitment. If you know what that means, sort of a sort of this is the direction I'm going in. It's not a firm. If you think about, you know, the degree of commitment, you know, it's maybe a 6 out of a 10.
Pascual?
Yes.
You said that when you do a decision, you do a commitment, and as you do a commitment, you are ready to do it, right?
Yes.
Are you sure that you are ready to do a commitment?
No, I'm not ready yet for the long-term project, no. I have done projects, the last major one I did.
Did you got my question?
No, repeat your question. Maybe I don't understand it.
You said that when to decide, because when you decide, you do a commitment. And as you are committed, you do it.
If I am fully committed, I'll do it.
Yeah. I'm asking, are you ready to take responsibility to be really committed to what you want to do?
Well, I'm committed to what I want to do, but getting to what I actually want is the problem. If I want to do something, it means I'm committed. To me, wanting to do something means I'm committed to it.
Are you sure about that?
Am I sure about that?
Yeah.
No.
It seems that it's something related, because as you take a decision, you are taking a full commitment. And as you take a full commitment, you have to do it. And as you have to do it, you have to show some results of what you committed.
Yes.
And what seems to me, it's what I'm putting and it's what I'm asking about.
Yes. So I'm not sure about your question.
My question is that what I said that it what seems to me that it are you sure that you are ready to be committed in what you want to do?
I am not sure about the direction, the extent of the. I'm not. The outcome is not completely clear. So, no, I'm not sure that I'm ready to commit to something that's not clear. And part of it being clear is not just working on a book, but how do I handle all my other activities when I'm doing it? How do I piece, like a big puzzle, how do I piece it all together so it all fits? And sounds kind of vague, but that's what I mean.
Pascal, just to be
clear.
Okay,
so let's take a little bit of a step back for a moment. So, Christian and Raquel, what have you heard so far from Pascal?
Well, Pascal has a process of making a decision, being committed, then acting upon his commitment, mm-hmm. and is still fuzzy about the commitment.
Okay.
And he mentioned a fuzzy commitment in yeah. 6 on 10 or something, and he does not have a clear picture of his big outcome.
Right.
And that's what I understood.
Yeah, and how all the pieces come together.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So, do you understand, let me ask Raquel first. Are you understanding the problem that Pascal has?
Yeah, what I understood is what I put to him, that it's what I asked him, it was what I was understanding, if it was correct. Mm-hmm. That what seems to me is that if he has to decide something, he's going. What he said is, when he decides, he takes the full commitment, and when he's full commitment, he do.
Right.
And about the decision, and my question was because of that, and he was ready to actually do about what he was committed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was the problem to do
yeah.
what he was starting to it was something like, oh, I'm afraid to be committed and not to be ready to do it or not.
Yeah.
And this was my question.
Okay. So personally, I still don't know what his problem is. So sure, he doesn't know how to fit all the pieces together. Like what? We'll get to you in a minute, Pascal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for me, it's like okay. So what's the problem there? He doesn't know how to fit the pieces together. In what way is that a problem that he doesn't know that? So I have no idea. So there's he's unable to commit. I know that. And he doesn't know how to put all the pieces together. How does that relate to angst, for example? Because if I try that on, okay, so I just have some puzzle pieces that I don't know how to put together yet. That doesn't necessarily create angst for me. So how does that create angst for Pascal? And how does it stop him from making that commitment? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I really want to know, what is he seeing, hearing, saying to himself? What does he believe about these puzzle pieces? What does he believe about committing to the to writing? So asking more meta questions as well, and asking more VAK questions. Do you want to continue, Christian?
Yes, yes. Pascal, you mentioned that you had a fuzzy commitment. Mm-hmm. How do you see that fuzzy commitment?
How do I see it? Okay, it's fuzzy in the sense that maybe a couple of weeks ago when I had a coaching session, I was trying to decide what kind of book to write. And now I moved over to a direction of the kind of book I want to write first, or at least. So that's clearer. But still, it's fuzzy because I'm not quite sure how to structure it and how it would work yet. I personally know that once I start doing it, I probably will come get clarity on it. But. So.
Okay, because you mentioned some fuzzy, some clarity. When you are thinking of that, what do you see inside your inside eyes?
What do I see inside my eyes when I think about that? Well, I can see, you know, the pictures I draw, the mind maps I draw, and the notes I take. And I, as I go through the day, I think about what I want to say, and I write it down somewhere. I think a question that comes, I mean, that's seeing, but the question that comes to my mind is sometimes I hear myself saying that, is this the best way to spend the rest of, you know, my time? And you know, since I'm a certain age, I don't think I have that much time to spend. But is this the best way to spend my next year, or you know, okay, how many I have to go? So
may I, just to be sure I understand. So it's something you think, and when you specifically think, I wanted to think like you, how should I do about the commitment?
You want to think like me. Well, what would I be doing? I'd be sitting right now. As we're talking, I'm sort of diagramming what we're saying. And so when I write something, I do some mind mapping, and I look and move things around. Let me try to understand how it would be to think about the problem. I every day have a list of projects that are ongoing, and I think about focusing on things. I think about, well, what's the focusing points to these things, like the leveraging points, the things that will provide me the most interest over the next few years. I have tentative directions to go in, and I want to say that it's really talking about long-term projects, small things, small papers here and there, or modeling things. I don't have a problem with that. It's the longer-term focus to commit to a year to doing something, and minimize. And maybe I believe that other things have to be minimized. How much of this helps?
Just a question.
Yeah.
Are you just now doing your coming back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I worked on a project model over the last few days, which got some nice results, and I'm thinking about writing it up. There's
Okay.
But it's you know, it's about when I was little, I thought, what do I want to be when I grow up? Mm-hmm. And I've never been one thing. You know, I've been many things. I've done many things.
Okay.
And sometimes I feel like integrating those things I've done, but it's always not wanting to give some of them up.
Okay. Just to ask you something. What do you believe about that state that you are now in?
I believe it about it. I believe it takes too long. I believe that it would be nice if I could think of a way of you know jumping out of my matrix and be able to look at what I'm doing in a different way.
I'm just going to jump in here for a moment. So Christian, now you ask the question, what do you believe about the state that you're in?
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and that can be like a great quality
I'm thinking,
control
I'm
question.
I'm just increasing the state, in fact, I'm just asking this.
Well, it could be a great quality control question, but you're getting some really juicy information. So he's saying like, I only have limited amount of time left. And so I start wondering, is this the best use of my time?
Mm-hmm.
If you then think about trying that on as you're deciding something. So you have a limited amount of time that you experience, and you ask yourself, is this the best use of your time? So. Raquel and Christian, I just want you to try that on for a moment. And what comes up for you? What comes up for you, Raquel?
I don't know.
Would that put you in a state of angst? Do you have enough information to put you in angst?
No.
And indecision?
No, I continue, doesn't know what is that.
Okay. So, and how about for you, Christian?
But I still do not know what the decision is and how strong it is to go to the next step.
Okay, so I'm like, what I'm hearing is that sounds like a critical piece. It sounds semantically loaded. Like I question whether that's the best use of my time. So that's a question that he asks himself. So then I'm curious, where does his mind go beyond that? That makes him unable to commit, and that makes it fuzzy. So I can try it on, and I can say, is this the best use of my time? And then I can still imagine answering that question, yes or no. But something happens, I'm guessing, in Pascal's mind, where he is unable. Where it puts him in a state where he's unable to answer that question because of like something that's important to him, making the most out of his time that he has left, or something like that. So what I want you to be able to do is to step into his shoes. Are you feeling what he's feeling? And if you can't replicate that yet, you still need more information. Make sense?
No.
Okay. So what question do you have about that?
Because you're telling about the use of the time to get it, what it's in his mind, to not taking the decision, yeah?
Yeah. So he has kind of decided, okay, I want to write, but there's so many other things that I want to do as well, and then I need to let those things go. That's a rule that he has in his mind. And then on top of that, he asks himself, is this the best use of my time? That's all the information that we have, and the end result is that he has all these options and all these puzzle pieces that he can't fit together, and therefore he can't make a commitment. But I don't know from okay, I need to let something go, and if I go for writing, is this the best use of my time? What does he believe about that? Or what comes up for him beyond that is what's the best use of my time that creates this angst? So that we can understand, this is why he is not committing, or he has a hard time, it takes a long time to commit.
Okay.
Do you want to take it from here, Raquel?
So the next question would be, what do you believe, or what do you understand, what it's, is the best, what do you understand about using the best of your time?
So he's asking that question. What happens next for him?
So Pascual, could you answer the question, what do you believe about that would be the best use of your time? What do you believe about that?
I believe that throughout my life I've had these I'm not sure I can answer the question, but let me say that now, since I've retired from a job I spent many years at, I have more time to think about what I want to do. And
did you hear what you just said? I have more time to think what I want to do.
Yes, I heard it.
Since I retired off my job,
mm-hmm. I have more time to think about what I want to do, and the question is how best to spend that time.
Okay, how long do you want to spend thinking about what's the best use of your time?
Not long. I'd rather be able to, maybe a day or two. I'd like to be able to do it faster. And with less angst, because I have a little arrow going from, is this the way to spend my time toward committing toward angst and committing to things?
Sorry, could you repeat? I didn't understand what you said.
I said that I think that the feeling, question, which I just wrote down over the session, about how best to spend my time, influences how the angst I mentioned earlier, how much I feel, was that's, as Femke said, that was part of the, by asking that question, contributes to the feeling of angst, I think.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so by answer the question, how could you use the best of your time, you could answer the angst feelings, yes? Is that what you're saying?
If I could answer that question, I guess it's how I can either make the question as not as semantically loaded or than it is, would be something that would be useful to make it not as impactful a question. Make it more, being able to ask it more relaxed and easily answer it, that would be easy, better to do.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I've answered your question, but that's what I think.
Okay. What does it mean to you, mm-hmm. using your time in your best?
Ah, good question. It means I could create something and value and share it with people.
Okay.
Create something.
What else?
Create something that I, and with the process of creating it, of interest to me, that I enjoy creating something that I think would be useful to other people if they chose to, you know, read
okay.
it or take a class or so. That's basically what I think is. Those are the things important that I would think, and I. That's what I think.
Okay, and what else?
I think that's it.
Yeah?
Create something of value that I enjoy doing that I can share with others, other groups, other people, or organizations.
Okay, and who will be Pasquale doing that?
Who will I be?
Yeah.
I'll be a modeler, I'll be a writer, I'll be a martial arts expert, I'll be the different roles that I would take. Someone who learns about what they do.
You'll be a modeler,
a writer, a scientist, martial arts practitioner, mm-hmm. Neurosemanticist. There'll be all the roles that I will. I'll assume the roles. Not that I'll be X, but I'll assume the roles of these different features, different things.
Okay, so using the best of your time, you're going to being your best, mm-hmm. and being a writer, practitioner, modeling, trainer, neurosemantistic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
And doing that, are you using the best of your time?
I think so. I think I would. I don't think there are things I could do which I don't think, like mowing the lawn. I don't like mowing the lawn, so I don't think that would be using the best of my time. Although some people might be happy with it, but so there are things that I could do that. So I'm choosing among the roles I'd like to, you know, step into.
So 25 minutes are up.
Okay.
One thing I'd like to ask you, Pasquale, is so you mentioned it's first of all, it sounds like you know what is the best use of your time.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned when you ask that question of what is this the best use of my time, it's semantically loaded for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It has a lot of meaning that creates angst.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. So what is it about that question that creates angst for you?
Well, I'll be 69 soon,
mm-hmm.
and I look back at my life and I wonder what I've created, and wonder if what else I could do. And sometimes I think maybe it wasn't enough.
Is that your fear? Is that the fear that you have that whatever you choose is not going to be enough?
I think that's a good question. Yeah. Yep. Enough for what? I know there's a lost performative there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So as you're fearing that it's not going to be enough, mm-hmm. how is that what creates the angst?
I think so. It's you know, it's not all the time,
mm-hmm.
but it happens. You know, I get into the states like this at times, and when I'm absorbed in something, I don't feel it.
Okay.
But it's when I'm between things sometimes and think of the next thing to do. So.
What I'm hearing, and Raquel asked you this, like, so how much time do you want to spend thinking about how are you going to spend your time? You said very little, but what I'm hearing is that this angst and this fear of is this going to be enough?
Mm-hmm.
Is that actually you are actually losing time by getting stuck into that?
That's true.
So would you like to do something else instead?
Yes, I'd like to be able to make decisions faster.
Okay.
And I would like to be calmer. You know, I just got the book Chill Out, so maybe that'll help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'd like to and I'd like to step out of what I'm doing. I mean, that primarily I'd like to be able to step out of what I'm doing. Which I'm thinking about how to do that now.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's something important behind that. Is this what I, you know, is this the best use of my time? Mm-hmm. Is that going to be enough?
Mm-hmm.
That there's something important for you there. There's a value for you there.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that you are constructing it is actually working against you.
Yes. Yes, I think I want to make an impact on some on a group or an, you know, on some organization or some. I want to leave an impact.
Okay. So
and
that's
I'm leaving
important.
Some impact. Yeah, I'm actually writing. Yeah, I'm just making notes here.
Yeah. So if you by what it is that you're doing or what you're committing to, you want to make an impact
mm-hmm.
with that. If you're able to do that and make that decision on that quickly,
mm-hmm.
is that the outcome that you're after?
Yes. If I can identify that this, you know, is likely to make an impact in some way, and it would help in making a decision, and it will then I can acknowledge that this is a good way to spend my time because I've now done all I can to think through what I'm about to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Okay. Well, there's more questions to ask about that. I just want to go to
I know. Yeah.
Christian and Raquel. So what did you notice about that last couple minutes that I spent with Pascal?
To be directed.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
To take some some words that I can't explain it. It's kind of feelings that seems that it to take and to link the beginning of the conversation to now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And it looks like your state has shifted.
Mm-hmm. And What do you think is the, what do you think, Christian, made that happen?
What do you think may have happened?
What do you think made that happen, that shift?
Oh, it was a question about the values. The state shifted when Pascal mentioned his value and what was important for him to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I did is, like, so he Pascal shared something critical with us. He said, I ask myself the question, is this the best use of my time? So that sounded already semantically loaded, and I did not understand yet how that relates to angst. And so what's behind that is that going to be enough? And so if I try that on, and we could even go higher, so is that going to be enough, because I'm 69 and I don't have all the time in the world left. So then I'm inferring, if I try that on, and this is like going second position and trying on these frames, then what comes up for me in my body is like, wow, this is important. This is, there is value here of, I want to make an impact. And so those were Pascal's words. And then I can check that. It sounds like this is really something, there's something important that you're trying to achieve. But by asking yourself these questions, you're creating the opposite. And then I can take that and say, so you want to make an impact. If you're able to determine, hey, this is how I can make an impact by writing in this way, or are you then able to quicker decide? Because now he has these options, and he doesn't know which one is going to make the biggest impact. But ultimately, that's what he wants. So there's more to explore, but here we can already focus on, okay, so knowing that right now you're asking these questions of yourself and creating angst and an inability to decide, so you're not actually making an impact. And this is where you can get really confrontational. You're actually wasting your time by not making this decision. So then what is it that you want instead? What do we need to work on that's going to help you make those decisions quicker so that you are able to make the impact that you're after? And then you can take that down the funnel.
I have a question, Femke. How did you link the two things? Because it was a question of the time left. I don't know the exact word. And you came with, will it be enough? I don't understand the link that you made between those two.
Well, that's what Pascal said. Well, I'm 69 and, you know, I've done things in my past, and he's looking, he was actually saying, like, when he's looking for the time that he has left, I don't exactly know how he said it.
Okay.
Whatever he does, whatever he's gonna commit to, is that gonna be enough?
Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
But the rest seems logical after that, yes.
Yeah. So, and there's still missing pieces there, but
lost performers are there too.
Exactly. So that's like, yeah, we want to know, get clarity on what specifically is enough. Mm-hmm. Enough. Mm-hmm. So we want to get more specific there, but we are getting to that leverage point, and that's what we want. Pascal, how did you experience that?
I think it was great. I mean, as we're talking, I'm diagramming what we're saying and trying to, you know, as I normally do, piece things together. And I think that was, that makes a lot of sense. It was that question that I was asking myself, and it was about making an impact. And what does that mean? And where does that come from? And what's, what is important about that? And how does what's important about that influence what I do? So, I mean, I feel better about this at the moment.
Nice. Yeah. So what state are you in right now from,
I'm in a problem solving state.
Okay.
I'm much calmer, I would say. And I need to see, I need to kinesthetically move and picture things. And I don't usually do this with my, with problems I have. Sometimes. So this morning when we first started, I had a little diagram. And now I have a more complete diagram.
Right. Nice.
That was, I'm added to it as we talk. Of course, it, just listening to, with me doesn't help as much unless I actually write something and piece together so I could see the picture, not in my mind, but on, outside my mind.
Right. Yeah.
Very good. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Raquel, what did you learn today? What was the most impactful learning for you?
Be calm.
A good state.
And yeah, it's for me, it's a challenge because of the English, and it's still being so hard sometimes, but it's going in about the language, and yeah, that being so taking the words and focus on what's concentrating on what the client is talking about, not to go to other way.
Yeah. So one thing that I've noticed in that was really powerful that you did is the confrontations. And you asked, you know, you asked Pascal about, are you sure that you're ready to make a commitment? He said, oh, yeah. Are you sure? And then you left to silence. And then Pascal was thinking, and he said, well, no. And I think that's also where you can trust yourself more, because then you explained yourself again, and he was already, you know, that silence was powerful, and he got, he really had to take a step back and be honest with himself. And then you explained yourself again, and it kind of went, you kind of took a few steps back. So that's where I think trusting yourself comes in. But that's a real skill that you have is to be challenging and confrontational in a kind way. And one thing to focus on, because you do like ask your meta questions, is ask a few more meta questions so that you get to that leverage point. Grab hold of that. Okay, so this is what is it, is this what it is about? And then switch it around to the outcome.
Okay. Yeah. One of the difficulties that I had, that I what I wanted to do with him when I was talking about time, was taking his words and putting his words in my questions, but I couldn't take the words and I put here to talk, so I got some I got lost, and yeah, but that's okay. And you are right, and to take that and grab that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Christian, what was the best thing you learned?
Oh, the best thing I learned is that I need to listen more fluently. I thought I could understand everything, but to be honest, the the reference of time that Pascal did, I did not hear it. So okay. I need to listen more carefully and I think one thing I'm happy that I could do was to understand and ask Pascal if he was doing his state at that moment.
Right, yeah.
It was something, I think it's a progress for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I could sense the difference. You know, you were asking a lot more clarity questions or exploration questions. For you as well, it's about the like continuing with the meta questions and seeing that link between, hey, there's a trigger and then there's something that happens inside of him and beliefs that hold that in place and that put him into a state of angst.
Yes.
And understanding that.
Yeah, and I have a question because when I ask about if I wanted to do like you, Pascal answered with only external behaviors. And I was not able to find the right question of what was in his mind. And he described a lot with Pascal had diagrams in his, at his desk and so on. And I was not able to find the right question about what's happening inside his mind.
It was because I couldn't. It wasn't specific enough in terms of a specific enough situation.
Right.
It was. I had too many things in my mind that I didn't know what it was that I needed to be specific about. Now, I think that was what was going on there.
So what would have been the correct question to bring into your mind?
The correct question I think would have been to for me is when you're thinking about what to do in terms of this book, and you're not sure about what triggers the feeling of angst when you start thinking about. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the trigger?
Okay.
And then from there, what do you see, feel? You know, I wrote down VAKs. I want to walk through myself, but I see. So that's what I would do.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Yes. But ask for what triggers the state. Okay.
Yeah. Very specific. Okay. What's the real trigger? And then go from there into the details about how it gets processed. Okay.
Right.
Okay. The VAK.
Very good.
And then any meta questions about that. So.
Okay, so that's a good learning, this one.
I want to say this has been very useful for me.
Good. That's good to hear, Pascal.
Because it seems to me it's clarified what I want to do. Because the project that I want to work on is the one that will help me understand these lost performatives and my time, because it's about myself. So it's I can make the connections in my mind. I was as we were thinking here, I think it's clarified what I want to do the next step.
Nice. Well, high five. Okay, so Pascal, I saw your email about the last time session, and I uploaded it, but I didn't put the link on the page, so I need to do that. I'll do that later today.
It was the one on the 14th I'm interested in, the one on the 14th of October, the one I missed.
14th of?
Of July.
July, yeah. Okay.
Those, I haven't seen those two. I'd like to see, also the last two, but I'd really like to see those two.
Okay, I need to take a look at that.
I didn't see anything there, by the way. There was nothing, any links at all of old ones, other than something in 2013.
For ACNC Revisited, or?
Yes, when I clicked ACMC Revisited Archives, there was just 2013 stuff, and then I couldn't find anything for this session there, anything at all for this mentoring session.
Oh, for the mentoring, once you're logged in, it's on the right-hand side. It says KACC recordings.
Well, let's see. I was just I'm there. Yes. Maybe I forgot. Yep. No. I don't. I click on it and I get the cover page again. The complete approach to being a successful coach.
And you're logged in?
I'm logged in. It says log out, so I'm logged in.
Huh.
I don't see anything.
Then I need to take a look at that. I don't know what's wrong there.
If you need help with you seeing what I see, I can show you sometime.
Yeah.
But I can't see, and then I can't see any of the other ones at all, other than 2013, AMC Year Visited.
That's weird. And you're on MetaCoach Academy.
I'm MetaCoach Academy. Yep. I'm right there. I'm right there now.
Okay, I need to look at your account because it might be like an automatic. Like if the year is up, then it might that you're automatically.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be up in later. It's not this month. It was next month.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was late September. I think we started.
Right. So, let me check.
Okay.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. No rush.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. I'm putting up the recording. Let me know if you have issues as well accessing, then it would really help me troubleshoot if it's just Pascal or you guys as well. So that would be good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great evening or day. And we'll have the same call 2 weeks from now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.